A few showers will return to northern North Dakota and continue in northern parts of Minnesota as we go forward through the afternoon. But precipitation farther to the south is expected to stay minimal. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures this hour running mostly in the upper 50s into the lower 60s. And we do have some light rainfall occurring in a small portion of the region. A lot of the precipitation is not reaching the ground, so this is occurring mostly from west central Minnesota up into northwestern Minnesota, and everybody else is relatively dry at the moment. However, an upper level low pressure system in Saskatchewan is expected to move east southeasterly, and as it does, it will bring in with it a chance for a little bit of light precipitation to the area as we go forward through the late afternoon. And the precipitation at this point does not look like it's going to be all that great, but we will see trace amounts upwards to a tenth of an inch or so, and the precipitation will stay with us through the evening and overnight tonight, and then tomorrow it will finally come to an end. The majority of the region will just see trace amounts upwards to perhaps a couple of tenths of an inch of moisture, and almost all of that will be in northern and eastern portions of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Everybody else will just get a few spits and spats of moisture that will have no meaning. As we move into the day Tuesday and on into Wednesday, we will get away from all of this and will likely have dry conditions prevailing across the region, especially as we go through the afternoon tomorrow and on into Wednesday. A warming trend is expected, but it will be a little on the cool side for both Tuesday and early on Wednesday morning. We'll quickly turn around, though, and start warming things up Wednesday afternoon and Thursday. And Thursday's temperatures will be downright warm across the region. We'll expect to see the high temperatures that afternoon working their way back into the upper 60s and lower 70s. Until then, though, the temperatures will not be quite as warm. We do expect temperatures today to be where they are now, mostly 50s and some 60s. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow to be primarily in the 50s with a few lower 60s. And then on Wednesday, we'll start warming with 60s common across the region, and then Thursday, that warmer day. We'll look for Friday to start cooling down again. And by the time we get to Saturday, we'll be back in the 50s and some lower 60s for highs. Our nighttime lows are not likely to get very chilly. We'll look for most of those readings to run primarily in the 30s this week, but we will expect to see a few readings over 40 occurring as well. And a temporary setback is expected on Wednesday morning with upper 20s and 30s common across the area. And then we get a lot warmer as we move into the latter part of this week. The next opportunity for precipitation in the region will come a little bit late in the week and into early in the weekend as a Colorado low works its way towards Minnesota. We'll likely see that generate a more generalized area of rain with light to moderate amounts. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.